Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about the gift of God and unwrapping that gift a little bit. And we're going to be focused on unwrapped gifts throughout the next number of weeks in our sermon series, Unwrapped Gifts, looking at some of the gifts that God gives us. Taking a look at some things that are talked about in the Bible as spiritual gifts, but also recognizing God says every good and perfect gift comes from Him. And so we'll look at just the gifts that we ought to be putting into practice, we ought to use. And so this week we've talked about a number of those more generic gifts, if you will, that God gives to those who draw near to Him, who put their faith in Him. They're gifts that are wrapped and waiting for us to accept, to unwrap, and to use. Today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week talking and praying about the gift of strength. And I'm not talking about lifting weights and throwing cars around or anything crazy and Samson-type strength, although that's sometimes how God gives it. I'm talking about a inner strength, a strength that, well, that helps us serve Him, a strength that helps us serve others. 1 Timothy 1, verse 12, Paul writes, as he says, I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that He considered me faithful, appointing me to His service. You study the life of Paul, and it doesn't take long to realize why he would value strength given to him by God. After Jesus appears to him on the road to Damascus and challenges his life choices as Saul, persecutor of Christians, reveals himself, calls and appoints him to be an apostle to the Gentiles, Saul's life turned Paul, and Paul's life became very difficult. At times he will list some of the difficulties of shipwrecks and beatings and being in dire need. But every time that he talks about the difficulties, he talks about a God who rescued him, a God who was with him, a God who strengthened him, a God that never left him nor forsook him. And one of the things that's impressive about this strength that God gives is that it enables us to do things sometimes without realizing how difficult they are. Because God is with us. Being called into ministry is not an easy work of service. It's not an easy task. Well, some days are much easier than others. It's like a lot of callings and occupations that God puts upon mankind. Same fluctuation of difficulty for different reasons can be applied to teachers and factory workers and nurses and doctors and all occupations. Some days go fairly well. Other days don't. And those days that don't require either us to step up or God to step up, or more importantly, or with a better outcome, for us to step into God. And when we realize a God who wants to be made known through our weaknesses, when we not only tell our story and give him the credit, when we live our story and give him the credit, we find this gift of strength. A gift that says, God can do this. I can persevere because God is with me. I can hold on because God is with me. I can take that next step because God is with me. I can wake up in the morning and face whatever comes because God is with me. And a strength that holds us together because the strength is God. And we walk in the midst of the valley of the shadow of death, and we fear no evil because he is with us. His strength. To realize that we don't live this life alone. It's not simply that we don't have to live this life alone, it's that we don't live this life alone. The real choice is, do we live like we have help, or do we live like we don't have help? Sometimes we look at others and say, well, you've got it made. You're surrounded by people. You have this advantage and that advantage. And when it comes to connections and relationships and people, that number varies from person to person. And sometimes if all we're counting is people, there are those who really do stand alone. And they really do have to do it themselves, or it doesn't get done. But God. When you and I and those who do stand alone lean into God, we discover that we're not as alone as we thought. There's a strength that he can give that can't be found anywhere else. I've shared before about my aversion to pain and blood and messy things that come along with medical difficulties. I kind of avoid most of that because at the onset I pass out. And it's my reaction to very stressful situations. My body, my mind says, that's enough. And then God gives us a daughter with medical difficulties. There are times in the ER where I'm sitting on the floor holding her hand and the nurses are concerned about me and I think, no, I know what's going on with me. Take care of her. But I need to be here. A strength that was beyond me. Times where I would find myself holding dialysis line, so she didn't pull them out. And just the warmth of her blood running through those and needing the strength of God to do what had to be done was definitely a strength that wasn't from me. And God sometimes puts us into situations that are very uncomfortable to show us how strong He is. But also to remind us that we're probably stronger than we think we are in some such situations. We're definitely weaker than we think we are in other situations. But to realize this gift of strength that says, with God, I can do all things because He can do all things. Again, it's not saying I can go out and win a weightlifting contest tomorrow because in Christ I can do all things. In Christ who strengthens me, I can do all things. That's not what He's talking about. But sometimes He will give us the physical strength we need because it accomplishes what He's called us to do at that moment. Sometimes He will give us the emotional strength that we need because it accomplishes what He wants us to do at that moment. The spiritual strength. In whatever area that we are weak, He wants to be seen as strong. And we respond to His calling in our life, a calling to service, to serve people, knowing that regardless of how comfortable or uncomfortable that makes us feel, He gives us the gift of strength. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be strengthened for the work at hand that You have called us to, that You created in advance for us to do. Again, I confess, there are times that I miss it. It's probably true of all of us, where we just don't see the work that You want us to do. Or perhaps we see it, but we dismiss it because it's too hard, it's too uncomfortable, it's not what we imagined. And God, today, as we consider whatever we face, the service that You call us to serve You as we serve others, especially in those moments where we feel we ought to, but our mind says no. May we draw near to You and receive clarity on if it really is Your calling to service or if it's not. But when it is, may we live with a confidence in Your strength, in Your gift, in Your presence. And God, today, in the midst of our weaknesses, may we know the gift of Your strength. And as we live in that strength, oh Father, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.